Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 29th of April of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to lanky, sexy ladies Michelle Pfeiffer and Uma Thurman, as well as Emperor Hirohito and Daniel Day-Lewis, who is presumably currently at a mountain retreat surrounded by serving staff and political advisors, training to play Emperor Hirohito in a movie. Happy deathiversary today to Ludwig Wittgenstein, a man who put the wit into Wittgenstein, and Alfred Hitchcock, who died surrounded by ominous long shots and school curriculum programmers. Today in history, in 1769, James Watt got a patent for a steam engine, leading to the widespread use of the well-known phrase, "What time is the next train coming?" And in 1852, the first edition of Peter Roget's Thesaurus was published, issued, printed, circulated, made available, and put out there. Celebrations today include National Zipper Day and National Denim Day, so pull the flies up on your jeans for that, you absolute f***ing animal. Your guest today is ex-celebrity, ex-child actor Gareth Reynolds, back on the show, having worked through some of your resentment. It's lovely to see you again.
I don't know, and I thank you. It's lovely to be here. I don't know if I'm an ex-celebrity. I still feel like I'm. I don't know if I want to be cast as that. I'm not an actor anymore. I'm trying to be an actor, but I think people still know who I am.
Well, you certainly sort of blown up on BuzzFeed in the last week since we last had you on the podcast. You've been seen getting incredibly jacked. Just really, really yes. Buff, which doesn't suit your very round, childish face, but is certainly...
Well, let me just say that I've tried it their way. I've tried living with the baby body for a long time, and then my trainer introduced me to not only injecting human growth hormone, but eating it. And I have an ab. There's a formation of an abdominal muscle. And that's huge for me. And I think that's going to open me up to a lot of bigger action roles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're just so lean right now. I can't tell what's muscle and what's bone. There's a lot of lumps.
It's lumpy. Yeah. I don't even think you need to include this in the show, but a lot of it is implanted. a lot of it's implants. And a lot of it, the thing you find when you get implanted on this level is that they move and you become like a stress ball that someone's squeezing. Just... portions move. You know, if I'm about to go out, I can get my titty muscles in place and I can get the abs where I need them. But right now, you're kind of just catching me on the chaise lounge. So yeah, my pecs are in my back and my buttocks are in my knees. It's a bit of a shit show over here.
Thank you so much for making it to the podcast anyway.
Thank you for noticing my physique.
Well, my pleasure. Is it? Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in celebrity news, which you're our expert on, Gareth. But first, some headlines we won't have time for. And in the news today, the militant rebellion being held against Queen Elizabeth by the United Forces supporting Meghan and Harry has called a brief ceasefire amid coronavirus fears. A source close to the couple said that Harry is happy to take a step back from the pressures of an open bid for the throne by violence, saying, "It's hard to do a socially distanced rebellion." And a coalition of other news stories has taken legal action against the mainstream media coverage of the coronavirus, claiming stories about the virus and responses to the virus and responses to the responses about the virus have stolen airways and text paragraphs that are rightfully theirs. A number of mysterious murders, celebrity scandals, fascistic legislative changes, and natural disasters have pooled resources to hire legal representation and make a bid in court for more proportionate coverage, saying, "We want our 5 minutes in the brain of the nation, and this just isn't fair." And police have reprimanded a Lonely Hearts Club that has formed in the suburbs of Sydney, where a group of about 100 singles press themselves naked against the windows of their apartments at 4:30 p.m. every afternoon in a desperate parody of intimacy. Police have been forced to disperse unsafe crowding in the streets below and have issued a fine against the offenders. Police spokesman Derek Blurgington has made a statement saying, "We get it, these are hard times, but it's confusingly both so sexy and so sad. This isn't what we meant when we said pull together." And that's all we have time for your headlines right now, because now it's time for your ad section. It's time for your ads now, because capitalism is the dragon and your money's a virgin, for now. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by succulent pot plants in earth-toned pots with glazed accents, your little piece of nature in the home. Succulent pot plants are the perfect companion for someone who wants to go out for a walk at the fringes of a desert but can't be f***ed. With their wipe-clean leaves and forgettable watering schedules, you'll be surprised at how hard they are to accidentally kill and then surprised again when you manage to kill them. Succulent pot plants. Take an Instagram photo of your one today. Are you a little Victorian orphan who's stuck their tongue to the pane of the local general goods store window? Ask a local Good Samaritan to detach your tongue by the gentle application of half a glass of warm water. Who knows, they'll probably adopt you. Reach for half a glass of the upper class with half a glass of water. Your slatternly gang runner probably only drinks gin. Half a glass of water spoken by Alice Fraser for the plot point in a Dickensian novel that nobody cares about. Half a glass of water may contain microbes and deadly bacteria in this period of history. Please consult and ignore your doctor before consumption. He'll just try to bleed you. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wonder Product, a patented mixture for all of the family or adults only. Get some or it now. Or subscribe, probably. Find it at your local retailer or call our hotline for advice. Wonder Product. I wonder what it is.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, celebrity news. Gareth Reynolds, our celebrity correspondent, tell us what's going on in the world of celebrity news right now.
Well, far beyond just being a correspondent, Alice, if I may, I have actually danced on the other side of the wall of celebrities. So to say that I'm a
gonzo journalism, as it were.
Well, I would hate for people to think I'm an outsider looking in. I'm really a former insider trying to look inside again. And I just want to make that distinction, if that's okay. Anyway, to your question, celebrities, how are they handling right now? And of course, I'm speaking outside of myself, who was, again, a celebrity at a time. Now, what celebrities are doing to pass the time? Tests. Tests. That's right, Alice. Ever since Tom Hanks played the role of a guy who got the coronavirus better than anyone, it has moved all celebrities to get tests. Now, I know we hear that a lot of people can't get tests in the real world, but that is different with the upper crust A-list. It's not just one test or two tests. They're getting them constantly. It's like how Americans use tissues or eat Skittles. That's how many they're getting tested. Now, obviously, some of the 99% are complaining or they're upset over this. And let me say that, sure, we would love for everyone to get a test, right? We would love that. But if regular people are getting tests, you're taking tests away from the likes of your Joaquin Phoenixes or your Reese Witherspoons or your other actors who are not in the Johnny Cash biopic Walk the Line. And it would harm the antibody shindigs that they... Look, all I'm saying is let the celebrities have their tests. They play games where you can bob for tests or there's test tag or sometimes they're just burning all these tests in a fire unused. And that's how they're handling it, Alice.
Wow, that sounds like a good way to be handling it. Is there any objection to this among the general population?
Well, again, the general population doesn't understand what it's like to be a famous actor. So, of course they are. They're saying, hey, we should be tested so that we can flatten the curve and get rid of this thing. But Hollywood's just not hearing it, okay? Hollywood's playing their game and they're having fun playing it.
Well, I mean, if Hollywood can go back to work, if they're all testing and proving to be clear of the virus, then they can get back to work and entertain people while in lockdown so that then people don't have to get better from the virus and they can all just, you know.
And I think that is the cover that a lot of the celebrities are using. And again, the sooner that the industry gets crackling and bustling again, the sooner I can be in contention for some of these parts that are out there. I'm not saying I need to carry a film. I'm saying third tier best friend. I just want to be on the poster in the background. That's all I'm asking for right now.
Well, I hope you get it. That's all we have time for the top story right now, because of course, it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and Chris, today's guest can take their half glass of water break. That's you today. You're today's guest, Gareth. I was wondering if I could hear your opinions on a thought experiment I'm conducting. What if there were two similar but divergent universes? One of the universes is our own, but in the other, Christopher D. Skinner produces a weekly satirical podcast where listeners say, "F*** you, Chris." All else being equal, what psychological differences would you predict between the two Chrises? Sincerely yours, Amy. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. Oh, boy. Chris, do you want to comment on this? I know we're breaking the fourth wall here, but...
Well, one of my wives did once tell me to f*** myself, but we actually thought about it after, and we sort of understood why it had happened, and we hugged, and we shared a meal together and realised that the best thing to do was just focus on wishing each other the best for our futures. And on we went. And to be honest, I just don't understand why someone would be so rude to someone like that. It's just not right.
Thank you for your letter, Amy, but I really just cannot imagine a universe where Chris wasn't the shining light of sort of generosity, polyamory, open sexual expression, open emotional expression. Who could say "fuck you, Chris," unless they were meaning it in like an orgiastic situation where it was about sharing the love? Again,
it was kind of her to interact, though, Alice.
It is kind of her to interact, but I would like to request listeners to stop emailing us with suggestions that there is this kind of alternate universe situation going on. It's really starting to creep me out, and I'd just appreciate it if you'd stop. Do you get any annoying fan mail, Gareth?
Boy, did I. And I look back at some of those sometimes and I think about how annoyed I was and I just pine for the day when someone is sending me something like a compliment. And lately all I get are pink slips, you know, bills that are overdue. So I'm really looking to get my footing back in Hollywood.
I remember there being a sort of a scandal where you sued a number of people who were writing extremely erotic fan fiction about you. And asked them to stop doing that.
Well, yeah.
Because they were misrepresenting your kinks, right?
The truth is a lot of the erotic fan fiction had laid me as a premature ejaculator, which to me is not really the kind of look you want out there. And that's why I kind of lost it on them. And again, I'm very cool with jokes. It's not that I'm a premature ejaculator. I mean, I've said that so many times, and I even had a billboard for a while that made a claim that I was able to. The point is, I did receive fan mail, and I don't anymore.
Yeah, that's actually the one ad you ever refused to do was the one for the medication about premature ejaculation. And you've done some really morally suspect ads.
Well, I know what you're talking about. The pro-cigarette campaign I dropped, later than most people. But again, we didn't know they were bad for people until, at least they weren't telling me. And people say 2013 was too recent to be doing that work, but sorry. And then, of course, I did the other pill that gave men periods. And outside of that, I've really been very careful. I won't just do anything.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm sorry. That is all the time we have for your letters today. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's something else without a G, like zero Gs, like astronauts. Oh, God. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast any day of the week or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode for you. Wow, the technology of the future. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Gareth Reynolds. Gareth, have you got anything to plug?
My name is Gareth Reynolds, and I have an Instagram at ReynoldsGareth, and I do shows there every Thursday night, and you can find them on my Instagram.
You should definitely do that. Look up Gareth Reynolds on Instagram. Also, look me up on Amazon Prime if you have it. Savage is my stand-up special there. I also have The Resistance up there in some regions. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. An extra special good luck to you, Christopher, for today, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.